Blog Talk Radio. Sure you haven't got the wrong number. You sure it's me you want to talk to tonight? Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. When you went and left me there crying, your goodbye was even colder than I. It didn't bother you, I was crying. And now you want to break my heart twice. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. Guess you got back to my name in your little black book. Well, let me tell you what, I bet you forgot how I even look. So go ahead with all your sweet talking, go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dime's worth of talking, and then I'm gonna hang right up on you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Conscious Segment Sexy Back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. My co-host should be along shortly. That was Aretha Franklin, Running Out of Food. And we have a very special guest this evening who is an expert in this field. Just ask a black man. He's here to answer those deep, dark, inquiring questions for women who are confused, have concerns and curiosities about men, and restless to love, sex, online dating, and relationships. But be prepared, because Just Ask the Black Man is very candid, open, and honest from the common sense perspective, almost proving that men are not complicated. Want to know how to get a man? Just ask a black man. Without further ado, we're going to bring on Just Ask a Black Man to get this show on the road. The topic tonight is online dating, what you need to do and should do when dating online. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Just Ask a Black Man tuning in tonight. And actually, I just got in, so my timing was perfect. So excuse the background noise while I get situated.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm comfortable now.
Okay, let me ask you, pardon?
Yes, go ahead.
How did you come about to be Just Ask a Black Man?
How went down. I've been doing the online dating thing probably since, I'm going to say, the year 2000. I actually was on different, I think the first, it wasn't actually a dating site, but the first site I was on where I was looking at women and for women was actually Black Planet. From there, approaching women from the internet is when I began to realize I was having problems getting a woman, you know, on the internet, because they had a bunch of questions, and I'm like, well, shouldn't they know these things? You know, in reference to what they was asking me, but most of them didn't know. So I found myself answering a lot of questions about, you know, because they would ask me questions like, you know, why this, why that, you know, why are you online, and why. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not on here to ask questions, but I found that the most women had certain questions they wanted to know about certain men or men in general before they begin dating them. So I wound up asking a lot of questions. So it came to the point to where I realized I was kind of good at it. I said, you know what, they're really more interested in calling me for conversation about dating than actually dating me. Because as I said, I was more upfront about it. I was open and honest. Didn't worry about me trying to, I mean, I was just blunt about, you know, how I believe, and I was generally speaking from a heterosexual male, believe what, you know, how we felt, because I'm kind of, although I'm a man, I do have emotions, and I am in touch with them and stuff, so I understand how I feel and why I feel that way. And when I associate with other men and we talk about women, I notice that we're kind of all on the same level. Some men are more mature, some are not as mature. So because I was asked a lot of questions about dating in general and men in general while talking to women online, I decided, okay, if women want to know about men, they can just ask me, and I can see if I can actually use this concept to actually help women.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I'm going to say I officially launched, I'm going to say like 2007 is when I said, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and just create a concept in this case and just make it official that women can actually reach out to me and ask me questions about, you know, men in reference to sex, love, and relationships. Usually there's a lot of relationships that have questions. So around 2007 is when I said, well, let me make something to where I can actually specifically deal with women or talk with women from that perspective. That way I can help them in a more specific way. So it was around 2007 when I actually launched.
Okay, well, what is the most, let's just say, what is the most important question that women ask you as far as dating?
Why men cheat? That's like the number one golden question, and to me is the most simple. It's the most simple answer. Why men cheat? Well, I ain't gonna say it's simple, but for us it's simple. And what I tell them is the reason why men cheat, because they always take it personal, and it's usually not personal. It's because usually, it's not in all cases, because, you know, there's always the exception. Usually when a man is dating a woman, and let's say he's interested in the intimate part of the relationship, he's definitely interested in intimacy and stuff. So he may look at a woman, because men were guilty of this. We may look at a woman and say, ooh, she looks sexy. Like, she may be good at this, and this. So we have this expectation of how intimacy is going to be with this woman. So then we may eventually indulge in intimacy with this woman and find out it ain't nothing like we thought it was. So what's happening is, because this man has these desires for certain things with a woman in general, he says he looks for that woman that can give. Let's say, for example, he enjoys fellatio. That seems to be popular. Fellatio. And this woman has nice, you know, I'm being candid, she has nice, very attractive, juicy lips, so like she can do something with the mamma jamma. So we're like, oh, yeah. She looks like she can, how we said, suck a mean bling, 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 bling. So we may pursue, hoping that that's the case. Okay, so when we get this woman and it doesn't, and then she don't like the kiss, or she may be down there for like 17 seconds and like, you good? You know, we're very disappointed. But what the woman don't understand is that may be one of the pleasures that he enjoys in intimacy or in an intimate relationship. And if he can't have that with you, he may try and go and find someone he can have that with, despite how she may look. What it comes down to is skill set then. So most men, when they so-called cheat on a woman, usually it's because there's something lacking in the sexual relationship, and it's not what she does. It's not what she do. It most likely is either how well she doesn't do it, or maybe she's not into it. So she'll say, "Oh well, I make him breakfast and I cook and I clean, you know, and I give him sex when he wants it." But he may love back rubs. But you don't like to touch no man. You know, you want to just lay there. So usually when the man cheats, because he's looking for the intimacy that he desires with the woman that'll give him exactly what satisfies him. So that's usually the reason for better sex.
Okay, that's to me, that's a good answer. But from my perspective, as far as why men cheat, I think it's a learned or taught behavior, because all men don't cheat. And ones that do cheat, they always got a story to tell. Well, man, you know, my uncle, he used to do this, or my brother used to do that, whatever, whatever. But, you know, and it can be a sex thing, but if you're with your partner, and if there's something that they're not doing, it's up to you to teach them to do that, to teach them to satisfy you so you won't have to go out there and cheat. So, you know, that sometimes it's just a thing where I think, you know, they're just men who just cheat just because, you know, and not necessarily mean that, you know, because how could you be with someone and say you love this person, but you're going to get the sex from another person? If you love that person, you're supposed to teach that person how to satisfy you, and then if that doesn't work out, divorce them or you know, move on. But, you know, to cheat just because, well, that's just my perspective on it. And
yeah, and unfortunately, that is not the case.
Pardon?
So unfortunately, that is not the case. Those men that say that, or they learn behavior in so many words, most of them, because it's not definitely not the majority, are not telling the truth. I can say liars. The learned behavior is one thing. That's from an emotional perspective. But I guess what I should say is I'm more so referring to when I say cheat. Well, we men consider cheating. To us, cheating is an asexual interact, preferably intercourse with another woman. You know, women have a different comp. They have a bigger reason. I mean, if you look at her, you look at her shoes and say, hey, and like her picture, you cheating. Men, we're not. It's not a complicated. It's like, okay, cheating is having sex. Now, the emotional part and the mental aspect you're saying, the learned behavior, to us men, that's not necessarily cheating because, number one, that's not why we cheat. Most men cheat for sexual purpose. Those who are emotional or the mental for the most part, yeah, you're right. To me, that's a different thing. That's probably a longing because, in that case, I would assume they make the exception in the bedroom because she what he needs, wants, desires mentally and emotionally, spiritually, if that's who she is to him, then, yeah, the sexually can take a back seat to that. So then he settles to a certain degree. Women do it more than we do. We'll settle. We know she's not into so-and-so, but I love her so much and I care about her so much, I'm going to just bypass it. I don't need to go nowhere else with that because that's just for sex. Sex doesn't make the marriage or the relationship for most men. So in what you're saying to me, I definitely agree for most men who are from a spiritual, emotional and mental aspect, yeah, they have a reason to cheat. But for us, it's not about telling a woman what we need done sexually because a woman, I find, who truly cares about the man enough to participate in the type of things that he desires sexually, it's usually if it's not her thing, she's not going to do it right. She's not going to be into it. She's not going to – and for him to have to ask her all the time or hope or expect, that gets old very quick. But when you meet a woman, that's her thing. Your thing is her thing. It's almost like a match made in heaven because you ain't got to tell her. You know, every time y'all lay down, something in reference to one or two things out of the five things y'all indulge in is going to happen. It's probably something that's just very mutual, sexually satisfying. So that sexual relationship goes pretty good normally. But I found in my experience with men from the mental and emotional, yeah, you know, sex takes a, you know, they cheat for a whole different reason. Of course, we don't consider that cheating.
Right, and when you're dating someone, these things should be laid on the table before you even get involved in sex because
I agree.
You can't see a person's mind, you know, saying, we're getting a bid, I'm going to give you oil, you're going to give me oil. You need to have a conversation, find out what this person's likes and dislikes are before you even go there because once you do and you get hooked with that person, then you feel like, oh, well, she don't give me oil the way Diane used to give it to me. He don't give me oil the way Sam used to give it to me. And actually, you know, they're broken up because, number one, you never sat down and discussed how you like it, should I do, you know, different things like that. I think that's what makes a relationship progress because you have to have that communication. Communication is always first, and sex is just the glue that keeps the relationship together. You know, but many people don't understand and realize that they jump right into it. They don't know a person's full name, where they live at, their address, their parents, or nothing. Then next thing you know, this guy disappeared on them. They don't know how to get in touch with them, you know. So with the online dating, I've tried online dating. Online dating is not for everyone because it wasn't for me. You know, I'm not saying that you can't have success as far as online dating is concerned, but as far as myself, I didn't find any, no potential prospects, no good prospects. You know, it's always when I would meet up with these guys, they either lied about what they looked like, lied about something, you know, and it just got to a point where I said, I can't do that anymore. So what are some of the success stories that, you know, because like I said, I know there are some success stories out there that people have met somebody online and got married, had children, are still together to this day. But what are some of the success stories, and how do women find that Mr. Right on the internet?
The only way, I say that back, easiest way in reference to have success on online dating is to be open and honest. That is with the, I'm saying this from a black man, from my experience with dealing with black women, that is like 99.99999% of the women who I come across online and 95% in real life, you know, face to face, can't handle that. When they call it blunt, forward, open and honest. But going back to what you said before, when people were talking about sex, if letting a woman know about sex up front, if you mention anything about sex to a woman when you get to know her within the first 7 days, oh, that's a red flag. You out, you're perfect, all you want is sex. So men have a hard time trying to communicate intimately because, see, we want to know because that's important to us. But, see, we have this, we don't know her time frame on when that conversation is appropriate. So to me, I found if you deal with a woman who's 45 plus, like, you know what, it is what it is. What you want to know, what you want to, that's a whole different thing. But women usually in the late below 40 years old, in my experience, nah, there's certain conversations that are taboo, that are against their religion, that's inappropriate. That's, so we can't men can't communicate with women unless they're at a certain maturity level to where, you know what, it's a conversation. So the success rate for online dating is to meet a person, whether male or female, that's at that point in their life where they're mature enough to have a conversation about everything that's important to them in a relationship. So if sex isn't in a relationship, then no need to talk about it. But if it is and it's important, then that conversation should go forth in the process of getting to know. When I talk to a woman, this has to be within the first 48 hours. I find out everything I need to know within the first 48 hours. So I know within the first 48 hours whether I would even spend time with a woman or not, because I can find out everything I need to know about her. Why? Because I already know exactly what I want, need, and desire in a relationship. So if you know exactly what you want, need, and desire in a relationship, not hope for, not hope will happen or he do or won't do. No. None of that drama. You need to already know. And those are the questions that you ask and being open and honest. Now, if you got a time frame on it, be all honest about that. Listen, sir, you know, I don't really want to discuss anything about intimacy or sex. We're probably about, you know, 2-3 weeks later after a few drinks or whatever. That's honest right there. But see, some don't even tell you. You have to assume or guess when it's appropriate. And usually 999.99999 times it's wrong. So the problem has been that being open and honest to get to know a person. Women, I say this from the man's perspective, have a time frame on certain things, politics, religion, sex, their children, their job. So we don't know this, and they don't tell us when it's appropriate to talk. So that's where the downfall is. But what makes it successful is when you meet the other person, whether male or female, who says, listen, I'm going to be open and honest about what I want, need, desire, relationship, and let's have that conversation. That can be done in a day. It don't take years, 90 to talk about something that's important to you unless you got 10 million words you need to get across your chest. So if they're open and honest from when they want to start an actual relationship with a person, interested enough to have an actual relationship, then to me that's the time to talk about it. And to me, in my experiences, that has been the most successful relationships.
Okay. When is the first time sex should be initiated after you meet a person?
Actually done or talked about.
Huh?
Done or talked about? Actually performed or talked about?
Performed. Right.
The time to talk about it? Yeah, the time to talk about it is when you realize you want to do it with that person. You may not have no attraction to them sexually until a year later because y'all been best friends. But it's from day one to me, the conversation is day one. It's whenever you feel that's what you want in that relationship, whether it's going to church, whether it's sex, whether the first dinner date, whether it's meet my children, whenever you feel it's that time for that you would like to, that's when you talk about it. So it may be now, it may be a year, maybe 2-3 weeks later. So to me, the best time is when each individual feels that's what they need at that point in time in that association, because it may not be a relationship yet. So it's when you want it. It's when you talk about it, when you want it.
Okay, so what about this 90-day rule that Steve Harvey speaks of? Does that have any Anyway, in 90 days, you think that's long enough or it should be longer? Or if a person, just say like if you and I met yesterday, we're talking and you find out this, you find out that, and I call you and say, Well, you know what? Come on over. I really want us to, you know, have sex. What would your feelings be on it? Would you think that I'm easy, or that I'm the type of woman that you would want to spend time with, or you're just going to come and hit it and quit it? Because some men that, you know, if a woman gives it up the first day, then she's easy, and they, you know, they don't want to be bothered with her anymore. But I also understand that when a man has sex with the woman, he knows from that perspective that that's the woman that he wants to be with, regardless of if it's the first time, he's the first, the second day, or the first day. Is that true?
Hell to the no. All right, see, this, oh my God, I'm glad you touched upon it. There's so many people in this freak, in this society, that is so traditional in so many words. They're not necessarily individuals, but traditional. They're sheep. They follow the leaders. So what happens, society puts into this culture certain criteria that we as people, human beings, we accept. It's not necessarily what we always believe, what we personally feel, but what we simply accept because, you know, we want to be right, we want to be this, and this. So, number one, in reference to men, I've never, ever in my 40 years on this planet ever heard a black man that I spoke to personally say when a woman decided to have sex with him that she was a whore, a slut, she fast, she loose. Never. Men don't think that way. Well, black men that I come across. No, I don't know who put that false, that's just, oh my, that's trash. You can specifically ask any black man if a woman, now if he, yeah, here we go. If you ask a black man, if a woman was interested in you sexually and asked you and let you know that made you aware that she's interested in you sexually, how would you think about her? Now, most men now, heterosexual, typical men, I don't know every man, and I'm not every man, would be like, okay, if we also have a sexual interest in that person, that is like, that's like, oh my God, that's like heaven. That's like, it's perfect. We feel the same way. So now we want to find the best way to act upon it and actually make it happen. That's part two. But we want to know when it's mutual. Usually we're already ready. They say, well, women are more hornier than men. I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know. But trust me, well, if we want you as soon as you say it. We don't have this, oh my God, it's too soon. Oh my God, you're a slut. Oh my God. Hell no. Maybe white boys, but not black men. So, no, this thing about we think she a slut, she fast, too easy. Black men don't think that way. I'm sorry. I don't know who put that out there, but that's drama. That's nonsense.
Oh, okay.
So, in other words, we would feel wonderful about it, to answer your question. We would feel wonderful about it if the feeling was mutual. Now, if the man is not actually sexually attracted to her, he's going to make excuses. Well, damn, girl. Yeah, he's going to make, because he got to find a way. He may not want to say, nah, I don't want you. You ain't my type. Most men ain't going to be that bold, you know, because they want to be politically correct. They want to be cordial. They want to be respectful. So they won't say it, but they'll use that thing to say, okay, no, girl, you must be. Nah, he will use that because he really don't want her. But a man that genuinely and truly desires a woman sexually and she makes him aware that she has a mutual feelings for him, that's a match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so because I've never read the book, Steve Harvey's 90 Day Rule, but I'm just saying that because sometimes you know, when two people get together, just like I said, if I met you yesterday and today I'm having these emotions that I want you to touch me, caress me, kiss me, and make love to me, and you know what's going to go through my brain. Well, I think it's too soon, and, you know, he might think I'm a slut, but my thing is this, as you mentioned, if two people really are on the same page as far as this is concerned, because women sometimes want, you know, be attracted to men and want to have sex with them just as bad on the first date as they do, but...
Yes.
Afterwards is what, you know, after is what's going to happen, because are you just going to, is it just a one-night stand, or, you know, is it going to be something made out of it? You know, those are the questions that will be going through, you know, most women's minds, you know, because, you know, that spur of the moment type thing can, you know, and then not to say that women aren't into one-night stands as well, but it may be a thing where, you know, you made love so good and y'all clicked so good and things were so good, the conversation was good, the sex was good, this and that. So I want to be in a relationship with this man. But he's thinking otherwise we could, you know, be sex partners. So how does that work?
Well, that one comes down to the conversation you want to have with the man. It's kind of like it's almost at the same time. I think a woman makes it known as, listen, I am sexually attracted to you, and I'm hoping that, you know, if we decide to indulge in it before we actually commit a relationship, that there's a potential for, I mean, don't quote me, but I'm saying this is how I think. There's a potential for an actual relationship. Is that a possibility? See, that's a question she still can ask. And hopefully he's on enough to say, because, see, he's going to do one of two things. Either he's going to want her so bad but not want a relationship that he will lie. He said, yeah, baby, you know, we make love, girl. You're going to be my girl because he wants the sex that bad. So watch out for them dudes. If they want it real bad and they will almost say anything, agree to anything to get it, yeah, he may not be the one. But if you say that to a man, and not only are you sexually attracted to him, but you would desire a relationship with him, because I think women would like the same courtesy. You know, he wants one with you, it's perfect. Because he might think, too, you know, what if we have sex and stuff and, you know, her previous man, he was a 9-inch and I'm only a 7.5. You know, what if she, you know, maybe I can't satisfy her and she don't want nothing with me at all. So she just hit me, got me to realize I ain't good in bed and just dumped me like a hot potato. See, we have the same fears. But if she made it known to him that sex is interested in also, then it's for him, it's a win-win. And he's going to be more motivated. But trust me, he's going to try to do the right thing, though. Because he don't want to mess up, because he got you exactly where he wants you. He has the opportunity to be with you intimately and also have you as his woman, which is what he ultimately desires. That's the perfect situation for a man. If she made it known to give him the option to say yes or no. But if he says yes, guess what? 9 times out of 10, he's going to pursue the whole situation in the right way, because if he wants relationship, he wants love. So he wants to do the things to, for, and with you to make you love him. That's the next step. Sex, relationship, then love. Maybe even marriage. I don't know about the marriage. Some men are kind of scared nowadays. But we do definitely want a relationship. Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, usually if a woman makes it known that, and it's a way of saying it, you know, to where, like, I do the same thing with women. I say it a certain way to where they can't call me a hoe. Why? Because it's something that I mention, and it's the way, and it's the choice of words that I use. I choose to be a very, I'm making my best effort to be a good, clear, concise communicator. And I do choose my words, because I know some can be taken the wrong way. Some women is just, you don't have to say sex. You know, you say, I'm intimate to you. I have a sexual attraction to you. Oh, all you want is my question. They go, oh, they go third degree. They got to go. That's drama. You got to go. If you took one word and made it a bad thing, then no, I can't deal with you. Mentally, you're going to be all over the place, and I can't deal with the drama. So to answer your question, if a woman makes it known to a man that in addition to a sexual attraction, she definitely – he said he has the potential. He has the traits for the kind of man she wants in a relationship. And she says that to him, that he should say to her. And he says, you know what, that is true. And he wants a relationship with her. He's going to say, shoot, she coming like that. Shoot, yeah, baby, heck yeah. His words may be different. Yeah, I want the coochie cooch. But at the same time, you going to be my girl too? Hell yeah, girl. You know, I've been looking at you. Now, you know, boom. Then it's a win-win. But somebody got to have that conversation. And most of them wait. Like you say, in the 90 days, because somebody told them how to date. Ignore your heart. Ignore your desires. Ignore your intuition. Ignore your common sense. But go 90 days. See, that don't work. I haven't seen that work yet, because they're denying themselves, whatever it may be, good, bad, or ugly. They're denying themselves because they put themselves on a schedule that don't even pertain to them.
Right.
Go follow your heart and your own mind, your intuition and your observations, but know what you want. And you'll know if you're going in the right direction, because you say, okay, this is everything. He don't drink. He don't smoke. No drugs. He likes kids, blah, blah, blah. You know, cool. But he has so much potential. And I know if I show him love, because love is contagious. If I show him love and give him love, the only thing he can give me in return to match that is love. And see, you have to give in order to receive. You know, women always say, the man got to do this first and do that first. When we do it, we move too fast. You know, why you all following me around, calling me all the damn time? You know, damn, I love you. But how you love? Oh, see, it's so hard for us to follow y'all. Because we try hard, and we're trying too hard. We don't try hard enough, but he ain't really into me. So it's like, okay, my attitude is I'm just going to be up front. So that's why I tell everybody, be as open and honest as possible to the best of your ability. Choose your words if you want to, or if it's you to be vulgar because that's how you talk and stuff, show that man that. We are waiting, just like y'all are. We also, we're human too. Sexual desires, just like women do. We eat, we sleep, we put on clothes, we like water, we like Kool-Aid, we like beer. Not me, but I'm saying, you know, we're not dramatically different. It's just that society has put us in two different categories, and we live by that instead of simply being human.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this. How soon after getting out of a relationship should a person think about getting into another relationship?
To me, it comes down to why they're no longer in a relationship. Let me speak from my conversations I have with women. Usually, and it's just once again my personal experiences and conversations, when I speak to a woman that's ready for another relationship after being in one, whether it's been 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago, to me, from my observation, she desires that love. She desires that emotional, ultimately love, but she desires that now. She wants that from a man. You know, they do women and all kind of stuff. Anyway, a man. So she has these feelings now where she wants to take that. She wants to step out on faith. She wants to take that leap. So to me, that's when it comes. If you're in a relationship and you're ready to get out of that one because it's eating you alive and stuff, you know, as soon as you get out, you still, if you're a woman, I'm assuming, you're going to want what you've been missing. So that may be a day later, a week later, a year later. But I feel a woman at some point in time going to really want that love, respect, admiration, you know, faithfulness, loyalty from a man. You know, when she feels that, is when she should pursue a relationship. When she feels it, whether it's the next day, because if she's been dying to get out of that one and found and noticed a potential candidate, she may go over there because he has the potential. She's been watching for the last, this man got all the potential, but I'm in this deadbeat relationship. You know what? I'm out of this one, and I'm going to make it known to this man. Because I believe, I think go with men too, they're all going to be that emotional. I haven't been able to split an emotional tie overnight. It don't happen because when what you do on a day-to-day basis was with someone or reference to somebody else, they just stop that completely or eliminate that. It isn't always easy. You know, there's certain times you know she's going to call, or you know you missed that laugh, or you missed that macaroni and cheese. So it ain't going to be easy, to eliminate that bond. But emotions, in other words, which is more powerful than anything, love being the most powerful, in my opinion, it can overcome all that drama. If she really, really, really want love the next day, she'll find it. And to me, when you really want it, when you should go, whether it's a year, a month, a week, when you really want it and have the potential of having it with someone else, you better go get what God put out there for you. Don't let society tell you, oh, no, you're going to be a slut. No. You know, God works in mysterious ways. Your heart has been moved for a certain reason. Move on your heart. Trust your heart. Trust your emotions. And sometimes even trust your little lust if you're careful.
Well, what about a woman who's been in an abusive relationship, an unloving relationship, and she gets out of it and she feels like she doesn't want to be in another relationship, and a guy comes along and trying to talk her into a relationship, but she's been hurt? What should be done in that case? Because some women, I've had friends that tell me, I'm done with men. I'm not talking to men anymore. I don't want to be bothered with men anymore because they're liars, they're cheaters, this and that, after they've been in relationship with them for, you know, years. And, you know, then they feel that once they get out of that relationship, they can't trust another man. They don't want to be with another man. So how do women bounce back from that?
Well, they got to figure out what the hell they really want, period. See, most of them I come across that had that same story you just shared with me, it seemed like the same. The scenario is always the same. Coming, okay, now you've been in a relationship and you realize exactly what you don't want. Now what you do want, and guess what they do? They give me the typical. Oh, I want a man that's going to treat me right. Let all this stuff that any man can be. That is not exactly what. But see, when they can really break it down on what they really want, they will find it. Seeking ye shall find. But most of them don't know. So what happens? What hurts us is that when we say or do anything that the man who was abusive in a relationship has said to this woman at some point in time in the relationship, they assume we're abusive because we have the same terminology. But I love you as I love you. I'm sorry. I don't know how many other ways you can say it unless you speak another language. But I love you as I love you. So when a man says I love you, oh, the last man told me that, and I fell in love with him, he beat me to death. And it's like we can't win because they have all this language tied to this abusive man. So when we say it as good men, we're labeled as bad men. Why? Because that bad man said that. So number one, they need to figure out what exactly that they do want. I hate hearing about what they don't want. Well, I don't want the man to go play games and lie and cheat on me. Oh, I don't care about what you don't want. That's kind of like meeting a bad guy. But see, there's good guys out there. We don't focus on that. If you can tell us what if she needs to focus, she's going to feel better, too, focusing on the man or what she really wants. So, number one, she needs to focus on what she really wants in a man and also in a relationship. That's number one. And number two, yes, physical, mentally, emotional, as I said before about the bonds and the ties, yeah, that's not going to be easy. That's not going to necessarily be overnight. But my Christian women out there who are listening, step out on faith. See, I'm tired of these Christian women blaming the world on why they can't have. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're the strong Christian, ain't you? Don't you walk by faith? You know, I'm assuming you're stepping out. See, I step out on faith every day. If I have no fear, I'm not worried about meeting a woman who's going to beat me, cheat on me, and take my water. I don't worry about it because I step out on faith. I only expect the good. So you need to get rid of all this negative mindset because we men, we hate it. Quit carrying that with you in life, not just in life, and start focusing on what you want, because seeking you shall find. You look for the good, you're going to find the good. So they need to stop focusing on what's wrong with relationships and men, because that was a man. And my attitude is this: there's 7 billion people on this planet. I figure half of them may be men. So when you can speak for all men, don't say men. Say that man. Say his name. Don't say all men, because it don't apply to every human being on this planet who is living, have lived, or going to live. So this all men, I don't deal with those women. They're kind of jaded, and I pray for them. But my thing is, take the time out to say, you know what, that was him. But what I do want is this. I'm not ready to get involved in the relationship because I don't want to get in the same situation. But see, now that you know what's wrong, you should know what to look for. So you should be able to see the telltale signs. So don't be afraid to look. Don't be afraid to listen. If you see it, that same pattern, hell yeah, stay away. But if you don't see it, just relax. I'm not saying get into a relationship, don't jump into another one. No, I'm not saying that. But just relax, because we don't want the drama. So women, in my opinion, the way to rebound on that is, number one, be patient. Get over it, you know, because it's probably emotional, and it's probably going to be physical, too, if there's abuse. There's going to be fear. See what I'm saying? So they're going to be fragile. I'm assuming they're going to be fragile. So men that deal with women that way have to be patient. So it would be nice if she shared that with him. So if he's genuinely, truly interested in dating her, he may say, I'm going to be patient because I know what she's been through. That man, if you're worth waiting for to him, he's worth waiting for to you also, because he's willing to be patient. But you have to share that with him. Don't assume that, well, nigga, whatever. Yo, let him know why you got this attitude. Because, you know, because I've been in an abusive relationship and stuff, and I've been hurt by it, and it's not going to take you. I'm not getting over that no time soon. You know, that he may say, well, is friendship an option? If it is, cool, he can build from there. If there's no friendship, then she needs to, once again, kind of stay to herself till she feel ready enough to step out on faith and say, you know what, I'm going to give a man, another man, a chance. I know what to look for that's not right, but I want to start seeking what is right. Maybe if I seek, I shall find what is right. So a woman that's been hurt, take that time if you need it, because, like I said, abuse for not, as a bond, you know, when you're in a bond, you have a lot of emotions, takes a while to get over. I know that from experience. But I can eventually get over when I find something much better that makes me smile, makes me shine. But I didn't know she existed until I began to look for her. So be patient, get over it. But if something comes across your path, another man coming, pay attention, listen, and be calm. Don't go for him, but don't diss him. Be calm and let you know he a butthole or abusive.
Wow, that's really heavy. Okay, with the online dating, some guys are online just to play games, and I ran into quite a few of them. For instance, I was talking to this guy online, and every time that we were supposed to meet up, he always had an excuse. I mean, every time. So I know, and to this day, this has been, over, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe longer than that. And to this day, I have never, ever met him. You know what I'm saying? So what makes a guy get on the line, you know, get a woman, you know, to the point where she's anticipating him to call her, you know, wanting to meet her, you know, wanting to develop something out of the conversation, you know, and then he never shows up, you know. And I know that, you know, some men probably are, you know, because of the way they describe themselves, they say, well, I'm this, I'm that, whatever, whatever. And they know that they're lying. So I'll tell you a quick story. At one point, I had met a guy off the internet. What had happened was he had told me we had talked for maybe a couple of weeks, and he wanted me to take me out to the movies. But his description, the description that he gave me when I met him was nothing like the description he had described himself. He had told me that he weighed 265 pounds, something like that. So he was like 6 feet tall. So I really don't know how to proportion that out, but I just asked him, I said, well, is that 2 extra pounds or is it muscular? He said, well, it's muscular. I'm not big or anything like that, you know. Then he said the two other things he described about himself. When I went to meet him at the movie theater, I'm standing there waiting for him, and he comes up behind me. So that right there made me think that he was somewhere looking, watching me. So when I turned around, I couldn't believe it. He said he weighed 265 pounds. he left off an extra 200 pounds of that. Mm. And it was just like, I said, OMG. He didn't have a car. He was a security guard. He had told me he was a security guard. But he didn't even change. He still had on his uniform. You know, and we was in the movies, and all I could think about, actually, so glad when this movie goes off, all I want to do is go home. Then come to find out, we're in the movie, he's asking me, well, what do you think? So I just played it off. I said, well, the movie's okay. I knew what he was asking me, you know, but I just wanted to sit there and, you know, watch the movie and get out and go home. So I said, well, the movie, I said, it's okay. So then he says, we're walking out the movies, he says, so what do you think? So I said, what are you referring to? He said, about me. And I told him, I said, well, to be honest with you, I didn't really think that you, you know, were like you. You didn't describe yourself the way you don't fit the way you had described yourself to me over the phone. So he got an attitude. He got an attitude. And we said a few things. And then he says, then I had to drop him off. Then when he gets out the car, he had the audacity to say, well, do you think we could see? I said, I don't think so. I really don't. He almost broke my car door and got mad. And he said, well, you should have told me this before I didn't even take you to the movies. No, you should have told me the truth before you even invited me to go to the movies with you. Because he weighed every bit of 400-some pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was big. He was big. I didn't see a muscle nowhere on his arms.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, you know. But, and then it's just been so many. And then, you know, I you know, try to be optimistic about things and, you know, try not to, you know, like some women say, well, I don't want to, I don't trust men and stuff like that. So I had a few more encounters with, you know, different guys on the Internet. But like I said, the Internet is not my thing because guys, they just lie. And what I can't understand, if you're going to meet me, why do you lie about things about yourself, especially your appearance? Because if you're going to meet me, what do you think you're going to meet, Stevie Wonder or something? You know, because I can see. And, you know, why are you telling me you look one way and we get together? I mean, you know, maybe that's how I look to herself. But to me, no. So online dating has been cut off my list. You know, and like I said, I'm not bashing anybody or telling anybody not to do no online dating because if that's your thing, that's your thing. But for me, I just don't, it doesn't serve a purpose for me. Now, I know there are some success stories because I had, you know, a few people telling me they met their husband, you know, guys that they got married to and had families with, you know, and things like that. There's a needle in the haystack somewhere. But, you know, it's not for me.
Well, the good thing about over like the last probably 5 or 6 years. See, what took online dating to another level, when I wrote the book, it just wasn't as popular. There are video apps. See, I don't deal with no woman who's not willing to get on video. Because sometimes most men, there are a lot of TSs out there who think they're women, and that's not a transsexual is not a woman. If anyone listens, no offense. I like my sisters, born and bred. I'm not with no TSs. But TSs think they're women, so they respond to a lot of men. So I'm real big on video. My attitude is this. If they not willing to do video, you know, do video, don't even bother, period. You have to have them criteria. See, because my attitude is someone who's real, because you have to be real yourself, because they'll call you on your own bluff. You know, so don't get on video and they show your head. Like you tell them, well, let me see your body, turn around in the circle, back up a little bit, and you ain't willing to do it. No. You're going to do it if you got to give what you want to receive. So in this case, online dating nowadays, you should have certain questions. I have questions that I ask them. And one of the questions is, what type of phone do you have? Because I'm more familiar with phones than most women are, I'm going to say, because I like phones. And I know whether it has a camera or not. And I don't know any phones that are made without cameras nowadays. And then you ask them, do you know how to down? You say this. You have to have these conversations. I don't care how. You got to have it. Do you know how to download any video apps? So you can know them. They got Ubu. They got Kick. Even Facebook. They're Facebook friends. They can go Facebook Live. I mean, you can do video chat on Facebook. You got to do video, period. That's how you verify. Because if they're not willing to verify, there's something wrong. trust me.
Yeah.
And it may not be physical, maybe married, maybe living in a shoebox, and I mean living in a cardboard box is not the house he got on his profile. See, you can call anybody's bluff in real life. See, and that's why I like online dating. Like I said, he's got time and gas and money going on a date or a movie and stuff and getting disappointed. No, you're going to disappoint me on my phone. But if he ain't willing to, because I tell him, I say, I will send you a video first. I'll say, tell me what to wear and tell me what object to have in my hand, because they will send you pre-made videos. So they made back and, oh, I got this video from high school when I was, well, I don't want to see that. You say, listen, I want you, do you have a hat? Yeah. Name three of your hats. Well, I got the Braves, I got this, I got this. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Do you have any kind of pen? Yeah, I want you to put on your hat, put the pin on your visor. Can't, unless you're a Photoshop expert, you can't make it up so women have to. And you got to be honest with them. Say, listen, I want to verify you are who you say you are and you are who I see on this profile, and I am definitely willing to do the same. So much. I mean, I wouldn't have to say that. I'm willing, because that's why I do it first. I'm like, let me show you exactly what I'm looking for. And I tell them, what do you need to see? Now, of course, non-nude. I don't do that because I got people out there who just want to get off on the phone or off videos. So I say, tell me something. I lay it out. They get, it's a game we play. And I'm like, if you're genuinely interested in meeting me, this is what you go through, because I'm willing to go through it to meet you, because I want to meet you that bad or that much, or I'm that interested. So if they are, they will. If they're not, leave them alone. Keep it moving. 7 billion people on the planet.
Right.
Let that one go.
Right.
You know, so if they ain't willing to do what you're willing to do to prove, so the boy be disappointed, just keep it moving. I don't care what their profiles say, what their income say, what kind of cars, I mean, who they took pictures with, what celebrities, that don't matter if it's not a real-life video. And that's my criteria and my standard now.
Mm-hmm. And
I have had
no
disappointments.
That's that's a good form of, you know, weeding out fake and real.
Yes.
So even though someone may slip in there, because just like you said, these transgender women, you don't know who they are. You know, they're using out their models and they're on Victoria's Secret and, you know, be a model and all those types of things. So you really don't know. And then some of them even have the sex change you don't know. But sometimes you just have to call them out, you know, because if a man is suspicious that that's not a woman, maybe he needs to ask for a birth certificate or something. Because, you know, some people, you know, that's a true thing. Because some transgender women have actually lost their lives hooking up with men who think that they were women. Then trying to find out some of them still had their penises and some didn't. You know, and someone come back and say, man, that was a man, used to be man you was with last night. You know, guys pride and this and that, and next thing you know, they done went and blow this person's head off, you know, because they was deceived, you know. So you have to be very, very careful, you know, and women as well, because a man, you don't know if he just got out of jail for murder or if he's a rapist. Or a child abuser, or you know what, you know. So you have to be very, very careful in choosing these people, even if you can see them, you know, because people can be still deceitful, you know. But you know, I guess if you see them,
that's,
you know, you can.
True.
Pardon?
Yeah, definitely. Every man and women, we all got to have our criteria and our standards. The certain rules we will not bend. You know, for who we're genuinely interested in. The other ones, you know, keep on moving, because, once, like you said, they're going to weed themselves out. But if they're genuinely interested in getting to know you and meeting you, they're going to do what it takes. And if simply seeing you face-to-face with the same thing I would do, but I'm saving you time, I'm saving you gas money, and I'm, well, she might be getting a free meal, but saving you money on a meal, then cool. My attitude is somebody who is real, that's normally the 40-plus in my experience. Like, all right, well, cool, well, what you want to see, what you want to know. Bam, bam, bam. We let them, because they don't really have nothing to hide. But those who do, they can't beat the camera. They can't beat it. And you got to know what you want. If you want a man with a car, you ask these. And I let them know, there's certain things I ask to determine compatibility. And so we'll know within 5 minutes if we should even meet or conversate. That's why I don't ask them. I don't ask for their name, their number. I don't care if they got. I don't care. I already know what I need to know. Ask. And we need to know those things, because if those what's most important to you that you need to know up front, you need to ask that. And you prepare them. Say, listen, I'm interested in you, and I would like to meet you and even get to know you better, but there's certain things I would like to know up front to make sure that we are compatible. Not any. You don't ask. I don't ask them in their income. I don't, because it does. Because I'm not trying to date your bank account. I'm trying to date you. So I want to know that. Yeah, I know exactly what I want to know about the actual physical woman. See what I'm saying? You don't got to show me no college degrees or whatever. None. See, so it, that's what it comes down to. The things that they can prove right there on the spot. You know, if you say you're a bus driver, well, what? You got to wait till you get to work to show you on camera that you drive a bus. You got to think about the things right now. And if it's him and you want to meet him, then some of those things should matter in the beginning, unless it's important to you. Then, of course, you ask. But that's the key. If you let a man know that you want to ask a few questions, help determine compatibility, and he's not down with it, then you keep it moving. If he's down with it, then you'll find out. And you tell him, okay, well, you have to tell him what your criteria are. Say, I don't think we are as compatible as I would like for us to be. He may inquire. You know, don't make no money. Well, he may inquire. And if you take the liberty if you want to, you know, it depends on how you feel about the person, and say, you know, at this point in my life, because of my situation or because of where I stand in life, this is what I feel would be a good partner for me, you know, a man with a 9-to-5 or a man, blah, 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 whatever the case may be, or a man whose kids are grown, whatever, it's okay to tell them. Most men don't really take offense to it. We don't. You know, it depends on how it's said to us. Well, nigga, you ain't got no car, and, you know, and you got too many baby mamas and stuff. You know, there's another way of saying that. So you know what I want? You know, I want more junk-free relationship. I don't know, is your baby mother active in your life about maybe some of the financial support you need for the kids? Is she very negative when she interacts with you about that? If you say, yeah, she can get negative, then that's drama. See what I'm saying? That's what I said. There's a way of asking without asking and offending the brother, because we'll get offended even though it's the truth. You know, yeah, she's dramatic. But it's a way of asking to where he'll give you the information because he feels that you genuinely want to know. And, if he really wants to be with you, you know, he'll say, well, you know what? I just make it to where you never have to meet her, you know. They kind of, you know, because most men, like women, are willing to compromise. Men compromise more than women. I don't care what y'all say. We do more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go further and do longer, but we do more. So yeah, I'm gonna put that out there. I can explain that another day. But I found it out that a woman, it goes both ways. This can be for my women who are listening, tuning in now or later. The best thing to do is to number exactly what you want in a man, not in the man's status. And the man material belongings. First, know what you want in a man, because the man that you got to live with on a stranded island. If it was y'all, a lighter and a knife, and that's how you had to live, no credit cards, no degrees or whatever, would you want to be with that man still? If he didn't have all those things. So if he's the kind of man you want to be with without all these external things, that's the kind of man you get to know. Because that's going to be your longevity. But if you're interested in those external things, you know, they can be temporary. You know, you're going to be disappointed. Yeah. Or he's going to realize what your game is, and he's going to leave you or take advantage of you for that. I know she wants money, so she got to jump through these hoops to get this money. He ain't going to tell you that, but he know what he's doing. Then they call it playing games. Nah, I knew what you wanted. And well, he should have been up front and said, I don't like that, but most men are not, because they have an ulterior motive too. Well, I still want the cooch, so I'm going to play this game with her because I want to get the cooch. I'm going to win somehow, and see, I don't know what her intentions are, but they'll play these games, as y'all call them. But my attitude is make them be human in the beginning. I mean, you know, find out the simple things you want to know in the beginning. Find out. It's a matter of questions. That's why I don't got to meet nobody. I love online dating because I can, boom, you know when I want to see you, let's do video. And I see what I need to see. Cool. Okay, baby. Yeah, okay. I like a size 14. You a size 18. But, you know, you're active and stuff. In your line of work, you move around a lot. We just have to get, I got to go walking with you. We'll get a Planet Fitness membership together, and we'll work out together. There's those exceptions to the rules. See what I'm saying? Those kind of things. But at least I had a chance to make that decision because I really see what you look like. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Say, okay, now, do I want to work with this woman? Or well, I'll never give it a time of day because that's just too much work. Give me the option. See what I'm saying? Because it goes both ways. Give the woman the option. You know, are you 400 pounds? Well, what are you doing about that? If you say, you know what, it's a physical thing or mental, emotional, and she don't want to have to deal with that, let her go. She can't handle your emotional things and blah, blah, blah. You have no willpower over no damn chocolate cake. You know, that's your problem. She can't. She loves chocolate cake, but she ain't obese. So what's that? You know what I'm saying? So you have to find these things out through conversation. That's what I'm saying. I got to meet you, take you out to dinner. No, no, no. I can ask you because I know exactly what I want. So when a woman or a man knows exactly what they want and can communicate that to the person from day one, I've seen a lot of success rates on that. Because why? The dude, and I'm speaking as a man, when we can say, you know what, how y'all say it? Man, she keep it 100, dog. She a ride or die chick. Oh yeah, we'll marry you tomorrow. But if we feel there's some hoops, there's some we got to jump through. There's conditions and stipulations and qualifications, all this stuff. Nah, the question is, do we got time for it? Or to be blunt, is the pussy worth it? See, that's what we have to ask ourselves: is it worth the time? And if it's knowing both of those, nah. But if you persist, okay, we'll play along. I'll get some coochie since she don't want to go away. But most men are honest, like, nah, baby, they what? Oh, you must think you all that, nigga. You ain't nobody anyway. I bet you all, oh, why you got to be all negative? Bye, click. You know, because we deal with things too. Yeah, they'll get negative. When I don't pursue someone who's interested in pursuing me, oh, I get a third degree. Nigga, you must think you're Mr. World, whatever. Oh, yeah, whatever. Nigga, you ain't nobody. What? A minute ago, he's like, oh, I saw your pictures and you don't. Oh, you're such an ideal. Oh, you're my Boaz. But soon I say, well, you're not my Proverbs 31 woman. Nigga, you ain't. Anyway, what the hell happened? So I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I found out in the beginning that you bipolar and you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have known that if I wouldn't ask the questions. But people are afraid to freaking ask questions. Why? Because they're dealing with immature-ass people that feel there's a certain time for certain conversations instead of just simply being open and honest about who you are as a person and being accepted. If you can't accept that person for being open and honest, then leave them the hell alone. Find somebody who wants to play games and follow these old traditional rules, these cultures. You find them. Don't find nobody who keep it real.
And then sometimes women who have been in relationships, because I have I know of a young lady who gets in relationships with basically drug addicts and alcoholics. And the reason being is because she can control these types of men. And one day she has said to me, she says to me, I don't know why I'm all, no, she said, I don't know why alcoholics and drug addicts are attracted to me. And I told her, I said, well, it's not that they're attracted to you. It's that that's what you want. Because every man that she has ever been with has either been an alcoholic or a drug addict. And these are the men that she can control, because when they're high or drunk, you know, you do this and you do that and get the hell out and do this. And, you know, those are the type of men that she really is more interested in, opposed to a good man, because this person also was married at one point, and her husband was, to me, the best person that she had ever had that I know of. But she divorced him because he had told her no one time about something. I think she had asked him for some money or something, and he had all along been doing for her, you know, taking care of her, giving her his paycheck, you know, and things of this sort. And she had asked him, I think she had asked him for some money for whatever, and he told her no. And see, his people could see that she was the type of woman that she was, and they were telling him that, you know, she wasn't good enough for him. But she proved that on her own by, you know, just up walking away because he told her no. You know, he has that privilege. Just like the times when you tell him no, he didn't get up and walk away. But then she gets right back on that treadmill of being with the drug addicts and the alcoholics. So, you know, it's really sad. And then for her to see the point that these are the only types of men that are in her life, that's because those are the men you chose. Women pick the men that they want. You know, so you choose a drug addict or alcoholic, that's what you want. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, a lot of them do what I call stay in their lane. They stay where they're most comfortable, where they're most familiar and stuff, where they can feel they can have some sort of, whether emotionally, mental, or physical, or sexual satisfaction. So like you said, because she knew what she can gain from those type of relationships, I agree with you, is why she basically pursued those. Because I guess some man who isn't always inebriated, I don't know how that word is pronounced, intoxicated somehow or high or whatever, cannot necessarily, if he's always sane, he may not be able to manipulate, so she got to, if she's being nice, she got to stay being nice, because you can't get the drama, can't get dramatic. Why? Because he's going to understand what you're doing, he's going to respond appropriately. So I think people stay where they're most comfortable. That's why I like to get out of my comfort zone. I'll go pursue something or someone I know probably wouldn't give me the time of day just for the practice, knowing I'm going to get dissed or whatever, but I say, you know what, but how persistently, what can I learn from this? What can she tell me? Is she going to be open up and say, well, blah, 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 blah. So it's about getting out of your comfort zone, but she's probably staying where she's comfortable at, and we all do that to a certain degree. We want to stay most comfortable. If we know a man that'll open the door as a gentleman, oh, my God. I'm like, wake up. A man that wants him to open the door, too, trust me, he's going to play the game, as y'all call it, as long as he can to get what you want. So you can't always go by the personality. My attitude is go by the mentality. You need to know their why. You need to know why he opened the door. Because when you ask him why he opened the door, and he say, you know, just because, oh, that's the wrong reason. You know, because I'm a gentleman, and that's the appropriate thing to do. You're a queen. My father did it for my mother. That's a better reason. So But when a man don't have a real reason for anything that he do in life, it's kind of, you might want to step back and take it slow with that one. But when that man can let you know the why, because it's like you said in The Matrix, I call it, the Frenchman, I call it causality. You know, when you know the cause, you can, if you know the cause, you can determine the effect, or know the effect. So if you change the cause, you change the effect. So when you know their why, that's my favorite question, why. If you know a person's why, you will know them so well. You may even know them better than themselves because they're motivated, probably subconsciously, because of that why. But if they can't look deep down to themselves to tell you why, I don't know. That person, just my opinion, you know, needs to get a little bit more closer to themselves, understand themselves a lot better so they can communicate who they are genuinely and truly and sincerely to another human being so that a person can accept them for who they really are opposed to what they think they are. Why? Because society, because they do have, because they don't have, because mama said, because daddy said, because compared to so-and-so, that's who I am. That's not who you are. But some people compare themselves to others, determine their worth based off of comparison. I call it the competitive game, based off of comparison, and that's usually wrong. They could be a great person. You know, if they was around poor people, they'd probably be the best thing walking. But they're around successful, so it's a thing to nobody. So you got to get out of the comparison game. So to me, it comes down to they got to know, number one, who they are and know what they want. And I think whether it's online or offline, I've seen a lot of successful relationships because of that, because you meet a man or you meet a woman that tell you, yeah, I fart in bed. If I have beans all night, guess what we're going to be with? Farting all night. So I just sleep in separate rooms because I'm going to be farting. You know, he's just that real. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows himself that way. He already knows. You come into bed with a thong on, I'm going to get aroused. I'm going to be poking you on your thigh. You know what I'm saying? He's keeping it real. He ain't just sitting there with blue balls trying to be a gentleman. And you wondering what's wrong with him. I come to bed all sexy. He don't want to touch me like I got some kind of disease. No, he ain't keeping it real with you. But you need to keep it real while you're wearing that thong. Well, if it entices you for intimacy, I'm open to it. You know, if you're not, then wear them granny panties if you're on at that time of the month. So he won't even try. We can read between the lines. Right. But see, sometimes we read it wrong because, you know, sometimes women give out because they like to wear thongs, not because she want no sex. Well, make that known, too. That's my favorite garment, undergarment. It doesn't mean I want intimacy. Make that known to the man so we can have a better understanding and don't take things the wrong way or offense when you say no. See what I'm saying? So like you said earlier, it is about the communication, but you have to know yourself well enough to communicate exactly who you are to the other person as soon as possible before you get involved with that person or that person gets involved with you and retaliates because he has feelings and you don't, but you knew you wasn't going to be with him, you know, so and vice versa. So once again, I like to deal with individuals that, you know, that's very open and honest because I found in relationships that works best when the people can be open and honest. There's a way of being that way. Sometimes it's considered to the other person based off of their upbringing, their culture, their traditions, their religious background, whether it's appropriate or not. Me, I'm like, I'm being human. Accept me as a human and put all that aside. And if you accept me then the other stuff we can grow upon. We can come to understand. We can compromise. We can build upon. We can progress. We can grow, you know, off of everything else, but just know me. And most individuals ain't looking for that. They just looking at the cover. They're looking at the status. They're looking at what the people own or don't own and making decisions on relationships in their future based off of those external things, which is not always the best way to go about doing it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here. Only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
Listen up. I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new, revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com. Back to Zero is a fictional story with a dash of reality. It's a tale about Anthony Thomas, a man who lost the most precious things in his life, starting with his first childhood love, Gloria. Tragedy soon followed after losing his mom to cancer, and shortly thereafter, he lost his wife, Lynn, and son, Junior, in a horrific car crash. With each traumatic incident, Anthony was branded, sending him back to zero. 30 years later, Anthony runs into Gloria, and the flames in their hearts are still burning. Gloria, now a law enforcement official who also comes with baggage, a psychotic husband named Wayne Anderson who is out of control. He, too, is a law enforcement official that's abusive, jealous, and an alcoholic. Wayne treats Gloria miserable. While snooping behind his wife, he finds out that she had research information concerning Anthony on the internet. Wayne goes into a rage of madness like a rabid dog because in his sick, twisted mind, he feels threatened and accuses Gloria of sleeping with Anthony. Often, he would evict her from the house, but not realizing the night would come when he forces his wife straight into the arms of Anthony. After spending an intense, earth-shattering night of lovemaking, Gloria opens up and confesses to Anthony that she still loves him. Rekindling their relationship is dangerous, and Wayne will stop at nothing to make his wife and her first love's life a miserable hell while fighting his own demons. Wayne harbors a deep, dark, and deadly secret, one he thought he and only the devil knew. Find out what happens when Gloria uncovers the truth about her abusive, lawless husband's mysterious past. The devastation will bring the three of them together in an explosive confrontation. Find out the shocking secrets Wayne harbored and prepare yourself for who will pay the ultimate price for his lawless actions. Gail Delicious Johnson says, Back to Zero will take you where the law becomes the abuser. Order this fast-paced, action-packed field drama by best-selling author Gail Delicious Johnson from her web store at JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y-J-A-Y Publishing.com. Remember, abuse is never an option.
Alrighty. We're back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, here with my guest, Just Ask the Black Man. And tonight's topic is on online dating, what you need to do and shouldn't do. And so far we discussed a multitude of things as far as what women should do and shouldn't do when they're seeking a partner from on the internet. And just as the Black Man has his opinions, I have mine, because I've had my experiences with online dating and it did not work out for me. But like I also mentioned, does not mean that it will not work out for you. So if you're wanting to do some online dating, just take the tips that Just Ask the Black Man has been giving out, some valuable tips. So we're going to get right back into the discussion. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, like I said, we discussed a multitude of things as far as online dating and relationships as well. When a woman first meets a man, and say like a woman who has children, when should she, what is an appropriate time for her to introduce her children to her online potential?
That's almost a personal choice. One thing I would recommend is, you know, they probably can tell if you're on your profile, internet, your dating profile says that you have children. Sometimes that's enough. They don't have to know about who, when, where, how, why, because he's not dating the children. My attitude is, she needs to find out, number one, you know, if he's a potential, has the potential of being an actual mate for her, someone she can actually date. And number two, have a conversation about how he feels about children, because he may be uncomfortable, like, because around, let's say they have an infant, and I consider infants very fragile, so he may be uncomfortable around certain age of their children, and just have that conversation about, okay, I have children, the age ranges, I would like to talk about my family, say family opposed to children, my family, and my children age from range, blah, 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 to blah, blah, blah. How do you feel mm-hmm. about, you know, a woman that have children in the age range? So that's what they come down to. If he says, well, children are all right, then you don't introduce him right away. But if he takes passion to have a conversation, oh, you know, I had a niece and so, and she's in school, and he actually can explain, share with you how he's actually interacted with children your age successfully and enjoys it, then that's to me, then it's a matter of saying, okay, well, 2 weeks from now, I'm taking my children to Chuck E. Cheese, and we would like to invite you to come out. It's a birthday party from a friend of mine's child. So it may not be too strictly to the house. It may be an event to where you're out as a family and have them there to participate in a public place. You know, it could be a Chuck E. Cheese, whatever the case may be, a birthday party, a prom, well, not a prom, a prep party where he can accompany you to your child's event. That's one way of doing it. Once you know that you think he will enjoy associating with children at that age range, because, you know, some young men at 16 who want to be rappers and want to be gangsters, you know, he may not be. Oh, she's going to always say he's respectful. He's such a nice child. He's gives, you know, okay, yeah, at home. Trust me, I know the differences. I've been around him. But anyway, but it's a matter of, to me, finding out, do he enjoy children within the age range that you have them? And eventually, you know, when you feel comfortable, invite him to an event where he can be present with them and see how the chemistry is with them, with him, and blah, 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 opposed to having him come straight home. Because if he wanted to come to the house, say, listen, even if you're comfortable with him, how you feel about children, say, but I would like for us still to meet up, because I don't know how my children, because when I said a whole bunch of strange men coming in the house, and that can be the case, but there's a whole bunch of them, I guess, you know, I don't know, blah, 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 because it's their sanctuary. They may, you know, act different because there's another adult present. They may be nice, whatever. So she kind of made the decision, but I wouldn't even attempt to introduce a man to my child unless I know that he enjoys associating, being with, or around children of the age range my children are, so that it's a positive interaction.
Okay, now, all that sounds good, but what about if you meet a guy and, you know, he's into children, and you say, like, maybe 2 or 3 months, you bring around your kids, and all of a sudden your children are acting strange, and you find out that he's a pedophile? How do you weed those people out, because they're you know, they come in all shapes, all sizes, and all colors, and different things that they do, doctors, lawyers, or whatever. So this is another scary thing for me as far as the internet, you know, meeting men off the internet, because you never know, and he could be, you know, molesting his child for years and telling the child, you tell anybody, I'll kill your mother, this and that. So when it comes down to those perspectives of finding a man on the internet when you have children, how do you weed out pedophiles?
I'm no expert on that, but I'll say this. Usually, because when I look at those people they found, you know, I'm not getting to all this conspiracy stuff, but one thing I noticed that people, I'm assuming, because I've never experienced, I don't deal with nobody on that, in that arena, that lane, but I found out, of course, they like to have candy or toys. So if you go to his place, you see things for children around the house, a couple of things, but he has none. To me, I would assume, you know, why you got toys for children? You don't have children. I mean, unless you got 50 million nieces and nephews, but why do you have things in here? Why do you have small pajamas? Why do you have a bunch of Capri Suns and Kool-Aids and you're a grown man in your refrigerator? Why do you got a whole bunch of chips? If it's a lot of things that you would have in your home for kids and you don't have kids, I'm assuming that might be a sign that he likes kids in his place and you don't have none. So what's the deal with that, yo? So I would be skeptical about that, but I would want to see at the same time, what does he say about kids when he talk about kids? Oh, Jeannie, with her little tutu on, she looks so cute. I mean, I guess there's a certain conversation they have, too, about kids, because grown men, we don't get that cute with kids if we don't have none. Like, you know, like, yeah, okay, but yeah, that's nice. He got on some Jordans. That's cool. I like Jordans. Like, man, those Jordans, that's his size. Them jeans, boy, I like when they have their pants hanging down. I mean, I think there's certain things they can say to me, seem a little creepy, that you like about kids. So I guess you want to indulge him in a conversation about kids to see what do they say and what do they think about small children. Is it, you know, oh, okay, whatever, kids are kids. That sounds a little safer. But it's like, oh, I love kids. you know, I have all this candy in my house. And then they say, whoa, what you got candy house for your kids? You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a conversation you can have to find out how much they really like kids. And I'm going to say go from there. But don't prejudge. I don't want to be wrong. And you get somebody thrown in jail. And they say, well, Mr. Williams, right. Just like the black man said, because I'm no expert on that. But I would assume those who got infatuated with small kids and want to do all these things and find get so happy talking about them and they don't got no woman, yeah, that might be suspect.
Wow.
So
now,
ask
what
questions about kids. See what you think about kids.
Right. What about marriage? When you meet somebody on the internet and, you know, say in a couple of months they want to, you know, get married, should you, and you know, well, sometimes, well, women are so much more emotional than men, and of course, a woman is going to be, oh my goodness, she must love me, blah, 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 but he could be a bigamist. So, you know, how do you filter? Because I'm just, you know, it's just things that I, you know, I've seen on in these different detective shows, how women meet men on the internet, give them all their money, and meet them on the internet, get married to them in a couple of weeks, move them in, this and that, then kind of find out he has a wife here, a wife there, you know, choked the wife over here, you know. So it's a lot of weeding out that you have to do. So how do you, you know, weed out the bigamist? The black man? Hello? Just ask the black man, are you there? Are you there? Did you hear the question? Just ask the black man, are you there?
Microphone check, 1, 2.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. I'm in the queue.
Oh, I brought you out of the queue.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? You can't hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I got knocked off the call, so I call back in and hit the number one.
Okay.
The part of the question I remember was the bigamist. You were saying about you talking about the bigamist, and I got kind of got knocked
right.
off.
Okay.
And the bigamist, tell me what a bigamist is again.
Okay, if a woman meets a guy on the internet, and you know we women are so emotional, until you know a guy, we date this guy for a couple of months, and he wants to marry us, and we're feeling okay, you know, because he did this, he was right, this and that. You marry this guy, and you find out. Maybe 2-3 years into the marriage, maybe not even that long, that someone's knocking on your door and it's his first wife, then somebody else is his second wife, and this man is a bigamist, you know, because I've been watching shows that it's the truth. Men have wives here and killed this wife and married this one for insurance and this and that. So how do you weed out the bigamist? You know, because I know that there's just so many things that can go wrong with online dating, as well as if you're not online dating, but it just seems that, you know, this is how these women are meeting these men online. So how do you, you know, weed out a bigamist?
Okay, once again, not an expert, give you my opinion. Here's my opinion. Number one, I don't even know. I wish I knew one, but I don't even know none. But that would be dope. But I ain't going to do that. I'm lying. Anyway, this is what I would think. First of all, I'm assuming there's not a religion outside of the Mormons that support that type of relationships in so many words. So my key is before you marry them, hopefully y'all have some kind of interaction within a church, whether it's Catholic, Methodist, Pentecostal. You know, you kind of found out the spiritual background because in most religions, if not all, they, you know, it's always one wife. I think Islam is different. But it's one wife in so many words. So I think there's certain things you want to find out. So in reference, I would say religion, because religion may give you his version or definition or understanding of marriage. Now, if his belief, if he's being honest with you, if his belief is, okay, marriage can consist of more than one wife, I would assume during the process of the religious thing that if that's talked about, or this, once again, come down to ask, what do you think about, you know, bigamy, whatever however the word is said. And so, oh, yeah, I'm down with that. I mean, I got like three ex-wives. I mean, that's a question that could be asked. But to me, one way of trying to find out before you marry a gentleman, number one, you know, if you are spiritual, you know, Christian, religious, whatever, and you want to have somebody who's equally yoked and stuff, I definitely indulge in that, because if you worship the same way and believe the same thing in the same book that you worship and stuff, and it indicates one wife, that's one way of finding out, unless he's lying and deceiving you. Another way is, before you marry him, of course, one thing I try to tell people is experience things with them. Find the activities that you want to do with them for the rest of your life and do those things. And then maybe not go to Dubai or whatever, but you need to find out his lifestyle. You need to find out how he is around friends and family, because if he's been around somebody that know he's like that, it will be revealed. So you have to kind of get into his life in so many words, not just be with him. Y'all in love and y'all got y'all thing. You know, he got his friends. I got my friends. The friends, let's say bad friends, probably can help with that. So my suggestion would be, number one, find out what his religious beliefs are, because maybe within his religious belief, he only accepts one wife, and maybe it's the kind that's where they have more than one wife. That's one way of finding out, because most men don't lie about religion. They usually avoid it entirely. So religion, mm-hmm. one way of finding out. Number two, once again, his lifestyle. Is his previous marriages, how many women do he talk about? See, he'll tell on himself, when a man gets to, well, it goes both ways, I believe, when a man gets comfortable to speak the truth and have no reason to hide it, he'll speak it before he know it. He didn't said it all. Trust me, I always fall victim to that because I have nothing to hide. So, but when you get a man comfortable with being honest with you, why? Because you're always honest with him. He ain't got to try to figure out what you're saying and vice versa. He will let you know, because he's going to think it's all right, because he's going to think there's a level of acceptance, which there should be. Unless that's against your beliefs. So I think when a man reaches a point to where she will accept anything almost from me, he'll begin to share more when he's comfortable knowing that he's not going to be prosecuted for the truth. So you got to get him comfortable with basically sharing more of who he is and what he believes about marriage, number one. And that's another thing, too. Ask him, what is marriage to you? What do you think is all involved? What makes a good marriage a bad marriage? Have that conversation. Let him tell you. Well, you know, when you have good wives, you'll be finding out now. You know, but you say a good wife, you know, so you want to find out. So have that conversation. Don't talk about getting married, but you want to know his debt, because that's what's really important too. You want to understand the person's definition of words, because our definition of love may be two different things. What you can believe love to be, I may be something different. And if you don't do what I believe love is, I say you don't love me. And I could be wrong, because my way I express love is entirely different. So once again, understand the definition of words. So what I mean by that is, definitely ask him about marriage, his definition. What is it? What makes it good? What makes a bad marriage? Make him talk about it, because he'll let you know if it takes three wives or more. I would hope he would, if he feels comfortable being open and honest with you.
Right. Let me ask you this. This is something that, you know, has been brought up from time to time when a couple get together. Is it important to know how many relationships or how many partners your partner has had before they became involved with you?
Okay, how important it is on how many partners they had before they started dating you? How important that is?
Yeah, is that important?
Okay.
Because some people say that if she's been with this amount of people, I don't want to be with her, or he say, she said, I don't want to be with him if he's been with these amount of women. You know, is that an important factor in a relationship?
Yes and no. Yes, because there's the experience. If a man, I'm speaking as a man, if a man has been in several relationships, let's say more than 10, in his lifetime, okay, lifetime, if he's mature, grown and mature, young is different, he may have learned the ins and outs of relationships. I'm referring to marriage. This goes to relationships. Relationships, he probably figured out a lot of the ins and outs of it, the good and the bad and the ugly, because he's been in enough of them to find the common ground. So you figure it out as you do. The more you get better at it, the more you do it. So you figure it out, okay, where the common grounds is, where we fail. We know money can be a problem relationship. So, okay, I got to have myself together because there's this type of woman, blah, blah. So we find out what works and what doesn't work because of the experience. So that's the good thing about it, that hopefully if he's not bitter, If you had a lot of experience, he's bitter, that's a whole different scenario, because a bitter woman from a lot of relationships is a bad, is not a good thing. I can say bad thing. So if he has been in several relationships, many relationships, but haven't really spoken very bad about them, bad experiences, he'd be, there's probably more civilized. Maybe there was just not, the compatibility wasn't as strong and strong enough for marriage. You know, maybe she was just good for a best friend. Maybe she was a best friend, just that, you know, it couldn't go no further than that because the bond was already there as a friendship in so many words. So relationships are reference to experience. If the person is civilized, is a good thing. Now, if many relationships and the relationships have been bad ones, to me that could be a problem. Why? Because the man, let's speak about the man. The man may have been burned, okay? He likes to go, I call him the model chicks. He likes the model chicks. I'm a slim guy. You know, I like curvy women. I'm not with the model thing, the bone dry. It's my preference. No, no offense, I love you all. The bone dry.
Right.
So he may have a preference. So he may go after that particular preference, but because he's going for it, maybe he's getting played the same way. Well, like you said about the women who get the drug dealers, the drug heads, and the alcoholics. Well, dude, they're negative because you're finding the wrong type of individual. So if they're not good at picking their partners, you might be a rebound or a desperate thing or setting for less, or you might be reminding them of them bad people because why you have similar habits that you don't know about because it's a given personality trait. So it's good if they have several and they're civilized, because they all couldn't have been successful if they're single now. You know, they're civilized. There may be some maturity there. That may be a good thing. He may have learned from his mistakes. If he was the one making the mistakes, maybe he's learned from it. It took 10 times to get it right. You know what I'm saying? 15, 20, 30, 7 times to get it right. But if he or she is still negative about the many people they have been with, if they ain't learned from that, then the problem, whatever the problem was with them, probably still exists. And if it was mutual that they left each other, then, you know, it's the part of the blame is on the person that you're trying to get with. So them, the individuals, you want to find out what was wrong with them, because what you'll find, what I find from talking to individuals who's gone through that, is that there is an expectation. And usually those have expectations will get with a man, and they usually get with a man that's not, do not fit their expectations, but they hope will change. And most men ain't going to do it. They set in their ways, usually. Unless he's dead and he's crazy, head over heels, he'll change in a minute for the one he truly loves. But most men are like, oh, I don't got to put up with this. I just wanted the coochie. And I got no hell to the no. Peace, deuces, as they say nowadays. So if they've been in many relationships and they're negative, it's not a good sign. Take a back seat, in my opinion, or ask many questions. But if they've been in relationships and they're mature about it and civilized, you can talk about the relationships and be honest about what was wrong and right about them on both ends, then that's kind of a better situation, in my opinion.
Okay. We've covered a multitude of things. Do you have any last remarks you'd like to give?
Online, yes. Online dating is fun when you know exactly what you want. And if you take the time out to read profiles, or for those who actually write them on dating sites and stuff, you look for those personality traits and begin with that. Get past the pictures. Get past men are more visual. Kind of get past the pictures. And like you've learned, sometimes get past some of the information that's on there, height, income, and stuff. Kind of get past that and read personality traits. If you don't hear about a lot of personality traits in the person's profile, they might be traditional. They might be simple. You don't want no simple person that just a follower. You want a leader. Men, women want a leader. If you see a man who has potential to lead because he sounds like an individual, like he's independent mentally and emotionally, not financially, I mean, that's what you have to read and look for that. So, number one, read the dating profiles and look for what you're looking for in that profile. If it's not in there, it's your best bet to keep on moving, because the picture, yeah, might be something worth getting to know, and you might think you can change them. Good luck with that. It's a lifelong battle in some cases. The other thing is, with online dating, I say is a good thing, once again, is the time and money that it saves. Because with technology nowadays, I'm referring more so to video, you can actually see the person, almost interact with them live, to see physically and the personality traits. Do they laugh? Do they have a crooked eye? I mean, you can see these things to make a decision whether you really want to go as far as the internet on meeting them. And number two, check out their social, like the jobs do. Check out their social. Are you on Facebook? You know, more so Facebook. That's more social. Instagram or Twitter. Look at their lifestyles. Okay, ladies, look at his lifestyle. If in all his Instagram pictures, he has some bar with some floozy and with some car with rims on it, and he show up in his house, he got no food in the refrigerator. Come on, ladies, don't take a rocket scientist. Sometimes these men put their lifestyles on the internet, so rely on their excellence. If they don't, oh, no, I don't got no, I'm on Facebook. That might be a problem. I'm not saying he's hiding. Some people just say, I don't know. He's not very sociable. If you're sociable and you want him to be, and he's not, then you might want to find somebody more sociable. But if you look at their social profiles, and you don't see him with his boy smoking marijuana or out in the hood and stuff, if that's not you, then once again, let it go. So take the time out to review their social profiles, read their profiles, and ask the questions. And if you want to meet, push video. Don't do this picture thing. Don't do these 50 million emails and this and that. Push video. They don't want to do video. Consider the red flag and step back until they do, or just keep it moving.
Wow. That's definitely some good information there. And hopefully the listening audience, learned something tonight, because definitely as the black man was giving up information, wasn't candid about it or anything like that. So, if you listen to the show out there, a few callers are hanging on the line. If you like what you heard, I'm quite sure. Ask the black man, how can the listener audience or anybody get in touch with you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, for Mr. World. Well, not several, but in this case, facebook.com/ Just Ask a Black Man. That's why I'm more sociable. I mean, I have the other outlets also, but I can associate more and better even on video, even by audio on Facebook. So the best way is definitely my social media, facebook.com/ Just Ask a Black Man. I'm on there quite often and stuff. I definitely respond to questions. I'm definitely open to phone calls, even video chats, or even meetings, for conversation, that is, for AKA consultations. So I would say social media in this case, Facebook. Otherwise, justaskablackman@gmail.com if you want to go that route.
And you also mentioned you wrote a book. Would you like people to know about your book and if they can purchase it anywhere?
Yes, actually, that book is on Amazon. That book needs to be updated because, once again, video is in play now, and I want to add that to the book. But I did write the book several years ago and stuff, but I would like to update it. But it is and that's a shame. Anyway, hit me up on the page, because I know the title, but I got several, but not all of them are published yet, and I don't want to get it mixed up. But because even The Lazy Dater, because that's my pen name for those who, for me, with authors, my pen name is The Lazy Dater because I date online. I'm too lazy to go out into the clubs and the churches and the grocery stores and the malls. Nah. Let's meet online. But anyway, The Lazy Dater is my pen name. That's one way of finding me, too. But basically, the book that I have is, I think it's a seven. Oh, come on. Hit me up on justlikethablackman.com, and I'll send it to you. But the book is on Amazon. The author is JABM, Just Like the Black Man, or the pen name, The Lazy Dater. If you want to actually go on Amazon and look me up. Oh, I should have been ready for that.
Oh, okay. All righty. So as he mentioned, you can go to Amazon and look up his book under JABM, Just Ask a Black Man, or The Lazy Dater. And we do appreciate your coming on here this evening. We're definitely going to have you come back again because you deal with such such a wide variety of things. And, we our listening audience that all out for listening and learning. And, just having a good time over here at Delicious Talk Radio. And we're going to give you a great big round of applause for this evening.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That's where I guess
the
school is back to black man. With that being said,
thank you.
You're more than welcome. And like I said, we would love for you to come back again, and I will be keeping in touch with you. And you do likewise. And we do appreciate your being on here. Next
Not a problem. Wednesday, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Next Wednesday, we're going to have Mary Wingo. She has a PhD, and she's the world number one stress expert. So we'll be talking about stress, the causes, and, the different things you can do to prevent it, those types of things. the 17th, which will be a Friday, the following week. I will not be on that Wednesday. I'll be on that Friday. I'm going to have a show that's dedicated to my cousin who passed on November the 18th. She was my favorite cousin. I'm going to just do a show dedicated to her, all her favorite artists that she loved listening to, Luther Vandross, the Stylistic Temptations, OJs, Joe LaVert, you know, and the such. But that'll be March the 17th. And if anyone is out there interested in being a guest on Delicious Talk Radio, you can hit me up at gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DelicioustJohnston. I also have a fan page on there. You also can visit my website, which is jayjaypublishing.com. I am an author, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, speaker, just doing, you know, as much as I can do of the things that I'm passionate about. And I am passionate about writing and, you know, helping other people reach their dreams as far as when they want to write a book. So if you have a book out there or a story that you want told, you also can hit me up for that at my website. With that being said, everybody have a beautiful weekend. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. I love talking to you guys. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody. Good night, just ask the black man. Love you guys.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.